first of all, first game of the season. A brief comment from you about only today's game, and then we'll go for the team in general.
Sure. Look, I thought it was a good first hit out. You know, it's been a difficult off-season. We've lost a lot of players from last year and what have you, so it's a very new squad and a new-looking squad. So to come to Lambert Park, especially with the squad that Apia have, and we know the history in the last number of years, you know, what they do and the, you know, the budget they have and the player roster that they have. So to come and walk away with a point here in the first game with a very young and experienced squad was very encouraging.
As you said, some players left and some players came. The ones that came, are they solely your choice?
Oh, look, definitely. I mean, it was very hard. It was, for whatever reason, we lost 12 out of our 20-man squad from last year, over the last couple of years. You know, and we know how, you know, successful that, you know, that squad's been, which was nice. And there was a whole host of reasons for that. You know, the Japanese lads, Tiger and Go, were trying to break into the A-League. It didn't happen, so they had to go back home. It was time. You know, our main striker, Dimmy, went back to Melbourne. Another boy went back to Canberra. Scotty Balderson retired. We lost four boys to the A-League, which is what it's all about. And then, of course, with our, you know, we became a little bit of a victim of our own success, where we became a target of the bigger clubs in our, or the bigger spending clubs in our competition. So, you know, it is what it is. The trouble was that we then didn't have the opportunity to secure other players, because to lose that many players out of your squad, you have to pick up some players from outside. And so we didn't have enough coverage in our own development system, as you wouldn't. And also the players that were coming through in our development system, of course, were all picked up by the A-League clubs, because they started their franchises this year with all the different... So that makes it very hard. And then we didn't have the opportunity to be able to attract other players to the club. So we've had to go with a lot of young boys, a lot of inexperienced players. So it's a very difficult year this year for us, in a, for a lot of reasons. But it's going to be one that I think will be very challenging, you know, for the coaching staff. And I think we'll get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Belmore Sports Ground, is it going to be 100% our home ground for this year?
As far as I'm aware, yes. You know, we still have to work out, you know, with the, you know, with the Bulldogs, how we work that in there. But everything that I've been, you know, talking to the board about, it is still our home ground, and we're going to be playing out of there all our matches. You know, how that works, well, we'll see as the season goes forward. But at the moment, yeah, we're there.
You said about the board just a few weeks before the beginning of the season. We had a change of guard in the board. I don't expect the coach to comment on those changes, but I will ask you this. Did you have the opportunity to meet with the new president of the club, and what did you ask from him?
Oh, look, to be honest, I haven't had an opportunity. It happened very quickly. I was away the first week that it all happened. It happened while I was away. I was in Fiji for my annual leave, and then, of course, I got caught in the cyclone, so that ended up being 2 weeks, and everything happened while I was away. By the time I got back home to Australia, he'd already gone overseas on business. So I haven't talked to Bill yet. I believe he gets back tomorrow, and I think we've got a meeting this week on Wednesday, and we're going to sit down and go through everything. But everything I've been led to believe, he's very encouraging. He understands the structures, he understands football. And he knows that, you know, your first grade is the flagship of the club, and he will try and do everything, you know, in his power to support the first grade program.
Lastly, what is your view about this project at the Tempe?
Look, I think it's fantastic. It's something Sydney Olympic, as we all know, should have been doing, you know, 30, 40 years ago. You know, to get somewhere and secure a parcel which is going to be your home base, it's a fantastic opportunity. We've just got to make sure that, for me, it's a funny one, but to not throw the baby out with the bathwater. We can't, you know, put all the resources straight into that straight away and forget about the club still running and the team still being fairly successful to stay where we are. Because, you know, once you go down that slippery slope, you can see it with Marconi and there's other teams. Once they go down there, it's very hard to attract good young kids. And we're already in the marketplace now where you've got the A-League franchises taking the kids. And why not? I mean, it's A-League. The kids are going to go there if they're asked. But we have to be secure enough to be able to still get maybe the second-tier kids coming to our club. If we're not in that, you know, in the NPL, one division, then, of course, you know, they're going to say, oh, I'd rather go to someone that is. You know, so we've got to be careful that we can't throw everything behind that project and then disregard the rest. We've got to be a little bit careful how we go about it. But look, I think it's a fantastic opportunity to secure something as a base which, you know, Sydney Olympic deserves.
Thank you very much. All the best for the season, and we're looking forward to talking to you again and again.
No, definitely. Thank you.